Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody. Party Friday. My co-host has changed genders back. So it didn't work out. The transition didn't work out, but she's back to her old self.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Happy Party Friday, everybody. The show today brought to you by AmericasCitizenPress.com, great conservative website, along with Julie McCallan and Denver Centigenics. Hey, pretty much open lines today, right? I just got back in town. Chuck's been busy doing lawyer stuff, and there was so much to talk about. We haven't had open lines for a while. Mm-hmm. So let me give the number, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. If you're listening and you want to chime in through Zoom, all you need to do is go to zoom.us and then you put in the meeting number 209-576-423. That's 209-576-423. And then you can pop up and just kind of unmute yourself or bring your unmute yourself and bring your camera up if you want. And guys, feel free to do that. So I was thinking today, Chuck, though, so much to talk about, you know, but you know, there's the big lie, which of course we know the big lie is that it was a fair and balanced
free election, the no problems there as being found out down in Maricopa County.
But here's
I heard on Peter's show today, a guy go, if you believe there's any problem in the election, you believe the earth is flat. Oh, okay.
See, big lies. Okay. All of the big lies are coming because it's not just the big lie, it's the big lies, okay?
Right.
All of the big lies are crumbling. That's crumbling. What's the other big lie? The panic porn and the masks. We're all going to die.
Oh, that was, yay! Yeah, pandemic is over.
No, that's over. There's no crisis at the border. Nope. Don't pay any attention to those pictures of those five little kids, including a baby.
Yeah.
You know, and the Texas governor today said that the fentanyl seizures are up 800% in Texas over last year, enough to kill every single person in the state of New York.
Is that a bad thing?
Well, no.
Well, they're probably
a few good ones. Don't cancel us, please.
Here's another
big lie that Israel is the terrorist. They're the ones to blame for all of the problems in the Middle East now. One of the other big lies, well, this isn't a big lie, this was a mistake, they were surprised, or they're not a mistake. March consumer prices up, the biggest jump since 2008, and the White House, the Biden administration is surprised. Well, they could have called me. I could have been like, hello, have you been to the gas pump? Have you been to the grocery store? You know, I mean,
have you tried to buy some lumber?
Well, yes, yeah, and speaking of gas crisis, nothing to worry about there either, nothing to worry about there. Although 88%, almost 90%, 9 out of 10 gas stations in Washington, D.C. in that area, out of gas.
Well, all we need to do is put Vice President Harris on it, and she'll get to the bottom of it and take care of it.
Just like she did the border. Yeah. Exactly.
She's excellent.
Well, that started with some good news. And so, again, and anything else?
Is that New York thing? No.
Yeah, anything you guys want to talk about, too, 888-627-6008. So, yesterday, the CDC said, okay, all of that mask stuff, you know, that we've been telling you about, and I know we've gone back and forth a little bit, but we've now decided that no one needs to wear a mask inside or outside. And again, maybe if you're in a prison or a hospital, they're still being funny about schools, but basically no more masks. Governor Polis, although I don't think he's getting rid of his emergency powers.
We have got that for a long time.
Right. Said that in Colorado and the various jurisdictions are figuring it out, but he issued, and all it is muddying the waters. And that's what I want to kind of talk about. He said that if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask indoors or outdoors anywhere. And it's going to be up to businesses to decide. Let's talk a little bit about what we think is going on behind it. Number one, they've been lying all the time. And I think their lies.
Yeah, the pandemic ended, God knows, whenever they got the vaccine, along with ivermectin and all the other cures. I mean, if you get COVID and you have any symptoms, you know, quickly go to the probably 30% of doctors who know what they're doing and get ivermectin and the other ones, it'll be over. I mean, I guess if you have comorbidities, anything can kill you, but it's really been over for a long time, but they were they're thinking, well, there's all these other problems, and we look kind of stupid.
Right.
The CDC, which 2 weeks ago, said, okay, all summer long, 100-degree weather, 100-degree humidity, double masks, a little stinkers,
and
for the whole summer.
And Dr. Fauci's like, you know, masks for the foreseeable future, all over the place. Yeah. And Polis is like, oh, you know, the cases are rising in Colorado.
Cases are rising.
But
yes, sir, Bob.
In the typical cluster, you know what, that the Democrats engage in, no one really knows. It's like, so Polis says, well, you don't have to wear a mask. First of all, you don't have to wear a mask if 80% of the people were vaccinated.
You just check them. Let me see your vaccination card.
Really
okay.
Them, right. And pushing the vaccination, they also said, oh, if you're a business, by the way, you're liable.
Yeah,
if your employee gets the vaccine because you require it,
and
it has a side effect.
Yeah, it has a side effect because you can't sue the manufacturer, so sue you.
Right, exactly. So that was kind of confusing. And the businesses were like, what? You know, and as of Sunday, I think all of the businesses, restaurants, everybody can go back to 100% capacity. Don't have to worry about social distancing.
You don't have to worry about any of that.
Don't have to worry about any of that stupid stuff. But again, the governor said, but you know, businesses, if they want to, can still have the masking up.
Yeah,
if you're a
smart
business owner, I mean, first of all, my big thing is now I am from this day forward, I am not wearing a mask. If the business says I have to wear a mask, Target and Walmart are saying, I'm not going to go. And I'm going to say, I don't have to wear a mask anymore. And if the business, and I think we all need to do that, frankly, because otherwise the businesses are going to be chicken. And the big ones like Target and Walmart, they want to keep us, and you know, the big globalist kind of ones are going to want to keep us being sheep.
We love our international.
So we all, from now on, my thing is, I think none of us, unless you have a specific health reason that your doctor says, no, look, you really need to wear a mask.
And don't believe them.
And then get a second opinion, okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. So I was traveling, I was back in Illinois, and my relatives from Florida were there, and from Georgia were there. And they're like, you guys are still wearing masks in Colorado? Because we all had a little mask on. And they're like, and in Illinois too. And we were like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, we haven't been wearing masks for a while.
Decades.
I mean, not at grocery stores. Everything's open. People are at the beach. Life is normal. They're all alive. They're doing well.
And you have all these, you know, like Gayle King saying she can't go out without a mask because people look at her badly, and so she must wear a mask.
And Rachel Maddow has to be rewired because she, you know, she has to quit thinking of people without masks as a threat. They never were a threat, Rachel. You knew that all along. You're the one who shoved that lie,
Nicole, the big lie down.
Nicole
Wallace thinks that we've just gone too far in this liberty stuff. I mean, what the hell are we doing with this liberty
people
stuff?
Not wearing masks anymore? What's okay?
What is going on here?
But I noticed yesterday, even in Chicago, it was Chicago suburb, and maybe that was the difference because it was in a small town in the suburbs, and went into two restaurants both on Wednesday night and Thursday night, no one wearing a mask. Wait staff, not wearing a mask. People walking in and out, not wearing a mask.
I was down in Denver, and there were plenty of people wearing masks.
Because they're insane. Well, here's the thing. You have to wear a mask if you're near a homeless camp, which is all of Denver anymore.
Yeah,
so maybe that's why. Yeah. They're still not clear. But I think I'm hopeful because everybody realizes, well, not everybody, but the majority of Americans, whether they want to talk about it politically or not, realize that wearing a mask is stupid. I think that the government...
Not in the big cities, like, not in the liberal enclave.
Well, but I think that what happened is there were enough places that were freeing people from their masks. People don't like wearing masks. Summer is coming
up. Some do.
Those are crazy people. But it was getting confusing. And I think, like you said, the Democrats, Joe Biden's been having a very, very, very bad week. And I think he's like, let's get people talking about that whole masking again. And let's forget about inflation, gas prices, Middle East, the election stuff. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, why now? You know what I mean? You look at the
timing. It was just like, hey, let's call it an end to the pandemic.
Yay!
And everybody's kind of confused, particularly the left are going, what do you mean?
The mainstream media was not on board with this.
No.
Like, hey, look, we love death and destruction.
Yeah.
And what are you going to scare people about
you
now?
You make people feel like maybe this whole thing was a bit farcical. I mean, it's just, I mean, one day we are in a massive pandemic and the next day it's none at all.
We don't have to wear a mask anywhere we go to. So I think we all just need to stop wearing the mask and stop going to stores that require. My prediction is, I bet, by, I don't know, probably the 4th of July, when Biden said he'd save us, he'll come out and declare victory. I bet even stores like Target and Walmart are going to not make you wear a mask anymore because people are just going to be like, no. And you can see the poor Target guy is like, oh, you have to wear a mask. And they're like, no, I don't. I mean, and typical though,
the governor and the president said, no, who are you to say I have
that's
to?
Right. And I think, but you know, in typical fashion though, they make it, why on earth would you as the president, and then why again as the governor of Colorado say, but businesses can decide to if they want to. Well, they're doing that again because they want to have the businesses enslave us.
Right,
but
right,
I think there are enough problems if you're a business that you're just like, I'm not going to deal with it, right? I'm not going to deal with it. But they, and again, they had to make it extremely confusing as possible. But I think that hopefully we're done with the masks. And Fauci's trying to say, well, earlier he said, something to the effect of, I don't think we're going to have an upswing in the fall, but we'll see. We'll see. Things don't settle down.
You don't think he's going anywhere, do you?
Oh, no. Well, he's busy funding more research. I mean, God knows what other viruses he's going to launch.
Whatever he can create over in Wuhan. Yeah,
that's right. They've got
him. Didn't Rand Paul just go at it tooth and nail? It's great. Because Rand could kind of, no, Dr. Fauci, you did fund this game function.
Well, and thank goodness for Tucker Carlson, who, and other people too, like our friend Michael Tao, investigative columnist, who have said, you know, Dr. Fauci is like the worst criminal and should be criminally prosecuted for the deaths and the destruction and the pain and the loss
suffering
of business that he caused this country.
Suicides.
For no, I mean, and in nursing homes and things like that.
You can blame Paul for this.
On the gas crisis, another thing I noticed. So again, I had family from Florida and North Carolina. Some people from North Carolina were there and they're like, can't buy gas.
Okay.
My sister-in-law had to have wine to steady her nerves because she said to get to the airport, she drove 57 miles one way and back, stopping it every, before she heard of Gas Buddy.
Lucky she made it back.
Well, that's what she said. She said 57 miles out of where they live in North Carolina to find a gas station that had
she'd
gas.
She used up all the gas you got.
Well, there were people there. I mean, I'm not kidding you. There were pictures of people double bagging grocery bags and pouring gasoline into it.
It's a big lie.
And it's
big
lie. Now that's a safe way to drive, right? The Biden administration is, oh no, totally safe. It's under control. I mean, no one has explained to us what caused this, right? I mean, they're like the Russians. That's like, okay, I'll buy
we
that one, whatever. They
we knew
you
it.
You know,
the
always the Russians.
It.
But it's like, well, how did they do it? How do we know they can't do it? Because here's my question. If it was a ransom, did they just then unlock it so the gas could flow again? Or did they, I mean, I don't know a ton of computer stuff, but it seems to me that you could plant a virus in there and retake control. I mean, once you're in, you can do all kinds of things, right?
You know, I want to get in the business. So that's pretty good, a $5 million PA.
Well, and here's the other thing. My brother from North Carolina was telling me what they were, because I think this was not getting, I think, as much national attention as it deserved because it wasn't a gas crisis. But he was saying that the pipeline, and it makes sense. It's not like it's like on Star Trek where you just instantly teleport the gas.
No, gas moves at it. You know, I don't know how fast gas line. You know, go 50 miles an hour. I don't know when they go.
He was telling
they
me.
They don't go to 1,000 miles an
no,
hour.
No, he was telling me that to get from Texas to New York, now this is what they were reporting there, takes 14 days. And they were like in the middle. So there's
20 miles
some coming
an hour
out.
Or something.
Yeah. You know, and I mean, and it gets diverted. It goes here and there, right? And so, you know, so the Biden administration is like, everything's fine. Move on. No, it's going to be a while before there. And that's why. And then in the meantime.
Oh, we'll have another one. I mean, but, you know, they're cutting that all federal. Well, the gas lease is closed down, the Keystone Pipeline. We'll be back to the good old Carter days pretty soon.
Well, we are. Gas is up over $3. And the average gas price up over $3. That's the highest it's been since 2014.
Well, we need to go back to 1980.
Well, and again, that ties into the consumer price. The March consumer price is up, the biggest jump since 2008. I mean, so when your gas price goes up, when your corn prices jump up like 30%, all of the commodities, which again, I think are manipulated by these global corporations. Right.
No,
I mean, all of a sudden, you know, under President Trump, gas prices are so low that they weren't even doing it anymore. Right. It was selling for $0 a barrel. That's under Donald Trump. Under Joe Biden, not only do we not have any gas that we can get if you live in certain portions of the country, but if you can get it, it's up over $3 a gallon.
Right.
I mean, think what that's going to do to grocery prices, to trucking, to I mean, everything. Right.
Everything.
It's so I mean, inflation is going to get even worse.
That's OK. Inflation is good for you.
Yeah, inflation is good for you. The other thing, the Middle East. Want to briefly talk
about
that, too.
They've got all the gas they need. But the Israelis and the Palestinians are coming back to the good old days. And, of course, under Trump, you know.
There was peace treaties.
Peace treaties, everything else. And now we've got war. Oh, yeah, that's because it's Donald's fault.
No, it's Israel's fault. According to the squad, AOC. Now, that is interesting. How do you think it's going to play out in the Democrat Party? Because you have the squad and that Ilhan Omar and all of those guys openly saying Israel is the terrorist and Israel needs to be punished. And the people who are bombing Israel, Hamas, have a right to do that. They're protecting themselves.
Sure.
And Joe Biden is like, I mean, how do you see that playing out in the Democrat Party?
I think pretty well. Yeah. The Jewish voters love to vote for the Democrats. I mean, into the gas chambers. I mean, it's just amazing. They've got the entire left wing trying to destroy Israel, and the Democratic voters are putting them into power. I mean, it's unbelievable that Jewish voters go, wait a minute, is this a good idea to get Ilhan Omar in? And,
right.
All these people.
Well, and you know, and we had Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch on a couple weeks ago. And at the time we were asking him, you know, what do you think about what's going on with the Iran deal? You know, the news was out that John Kerry had been leaking forever information to Iran about Israel.
He says they were mistaken about
it. Yeah, well, then they played the tape. So it's like
a misunderstanding.
But he was talking about the Biden Middle East policies. And we said, well, what do you think the worst thing that's going to happen? And he said a nuclear strike by Iran against Israel.
Yeah,
and I think, and he's like that. He's
maybe
like,
that'll be a wake up call.
He said
there won't be any more Israel left, but or more very little of it left. But it'll
but
be
I mean, well, clearly, I mean, so when Trump left on January 5th, we had peace treaties. All of a sudden, now Israel's being attacked, and again, the Democrat Party is in complete disarray.
We just need to send an envoy like Vice President Harris over there.
They're going to make Kamala Harris. She's going to go soon. As soon as she has time to get to the border after she visits all of the IHOPs.
Hey, she's going to the border. It's just which border?
Yeah, Canada. Exactly, the Canadian border.
Or the Israeli Palestinian Gaza Strip border.
Exactly.
Lots of borders for her to go to.
888-627-6008, or if you're on Zoom, go ahead and unmute yourself and pop in. I mean, we got the chat thing up too, so we can see if you chat there. Well, then let's talk about the biggest lie, which is the election. No matter how hard the mainstream media keeps trying to shove the lie down our throats, no matter how hard they keep trying to cancel everybody, no matter how much they ban it, you still have okay, except for Liz Cheney, people standing up and like on this show, on other shows, on big shows, little shows, and small shows. Sounds like a Dr. Seuss who's been banned.
You've been also banned.
Basically talking about the irregularities, and that's putting it kindly, in the election. For the life of me, I don't see how anyone can, with a straight face, be a denier and say there were no irregularities. There was no rigging of the system. I mean, we know there was, right? They changed the laws. They violated their own state constitutions. If you go no farther than that, and I mean, even those people who are the Liz Cheney has to acknowledge that.
No, she doesn't.
Well, they don't.
We must respect the rule of law. When somebody says rule of law, you know they're full of it. Because the rule of law means whatever you want it to mean. I mean, it's your position. It's mine is the rule of law. Yours is anarchy. We must respect our elections, even when they're rigged. Even when when they used to have rigged elections in New York, and we have to respect those. And down south, the blacks couldn't vote. We must respect those. I mean, Liz Cheney, if you get a chance, you need to just check her out on Bret Baier. On Fox News, where she is just world class awful. I mean, just
she seems to have lost it. She seems to be kind of having
sure
a little meltdown.
She's always had it, she's got her father's unbelievable certitude on everything.
Right.
And doesn't think she's ever wrong about anything. And she's going, and rule of law. And finally, Bret Baier said, look, you had that talking point. I know, but it's the rule of law.
And Donald Trump he keeps putting out his statements, and not everybody, you're not going to see it in the mainstream media, but enough organizations are, I mean, even the Washington Examiner was covering sometimes the fact that down in Maricopa County, the Dominion people, can you believe this, will not give the pass, even though they've been subpoenaed. You know, legally speaking of the rule of law, subpoenaed, they will not give the passwords to some of their machines
And they've wiped out all the information
anyway.
So if you get the password, it won't be there anyway. So there's nothing to be worried about. You must believe in the rule of law and the Constitution. Believe in the Constitution.
I mean, how can, again, anyone who says there were no irregularities, there was no rigging the system, so it's a fact that they changed the laws, many of the states, in violation of their own state constitution. Let's just take the Dominion giving them passwords, right? They will turn around, the big lawyers will turn around and say, there's no evidence. Well, there's no evidence because Dominion, they leave out the fact that Dominion won't give the passwords to the people doing the audit so they can go in there and find out. And then once they have been able to get in some places and find out, they deleted it.
Yeah.
I mean, against a court order, right? Again, another
court order. Oh, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. You can kill people. You can do just about anything
you know,
you like.
And you know that we're getting, I mean, because they're sending more lawyers. They're hammering down harder on the big lie. There was no irregularity. So go. And then I go back to, this is what Chuck and I talk about, because I've said this before. I don't think we should use the word steal, but I do think it's fair to say rigged. They have rigged the election with all the mail balloting, with all of the, you don't need to verify a signature, all of that. They've rigged the election in a way that benefits them completely. And again, so how can anyone say, and then they can't. They just, that is the big lie. There is no evidence. The courts found no evidence. No one found any evidence of any kind of irregularities. Just not true. And I think we are getting closer and closer in places like Arizona, in places like Antrim County, in what, Michigan, right? Mm-hmm. Places like that where the truth is going to come out, and not whether it'll be reported or not.
Ken Buck kind of came out of the closet.
Huh?
And decided that he totally supports Liz Cheney.
What?
What, you didn't hear this?
No, oh, I was going.
You were in Chicago.
I was in Chicago. What?
Yep, he's 100% behind Liz Cheney. And he thinks that the big lie is true, or that whoever's big lie, that there was no stealing of the election. It was absolutely.
When did Ken Buck say that? No.
Yesterday.
That's a big lie.
Well, I don't have my computer today, but we could go down there and do that. And,
hey, and Charlene's raised her hand, so let's get there. Hey, Charlene. Charlene, go ahead. Hey, Charlene, if you can hear me, Charlene, go ahead and unmute yourself and go ahead and just pipe in. Oh, there you are.
Where is she?
I thought I heard her.
Okay, here I am.
Now I can hear you. Okay. There you are.
Okay,
hey.
Great. Okay, so Ken Buck also denounced the America First caucus in the House. He condemned them. There was a liberal rag that said they were nativist and racist. And Ken Buck tweeted out, I agree that they are. I condemn this caucus. Mm-hmm. And that is the America First caucus. That is Louie Gohmert. That is Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is Matt Gaetz. Those are the ones that are fighting for America. And for the Colorado GOP to follow the talking points of the RNC and the Liz Cheneys and the Mitch McConnells and ignore the elephant in the room, which is stolen elections, fraudulent elections, and for them to have evidence that Dominion's not giving up any passwords and then still applaud the Dominion voting process in Colorado is why I cannot be a Republican, because we are giving them second chances right and left. Oh, let's give Christie a chance. She's new. She's young. She's sweet. Okay. We don't need a young, sweet person that wants to do well. We want someone that knows what's going on and that will speak up. She's not getting any flack from any leftists. The only flack she's getting is from America First people, and not enough of that. So if you're over the target, it's good to get flack, and she's not getting any. So I don't want to just cajole and, oh, well, give her a chance. It's too late for that. I mean, let's get busy and start condemning Dominion machines and supporting America First people. And I'm just with you all the way. I'm so glad you're speaking out about that. So many people are thinking that, but it's just the elephant in the room. Just brush it under the rug. Let's talk about infrastructure. Let's talk about get out the vote. All that means nothing if you have Dominion machines that are fractional voting and reversing voting. So,
well, exactly. And you look at, and Anil is saying amen, Charlene. Yeah, you look at what's going on. This is my understanding. I mean, when you read the articles about the Antrim County stuff, it's very complicated. But my basic understanding of it is that there were tens of thousands of, I mean, 100,000 voter dump that came in. And all of a sudden, votes were switched. As I read that, it's like, is it readable? Is it not readable? And they kind of put it in this pile and in that pile. But there were enough of the piles being switched that it should have, as I understand it, triggered a stop counting. right? That it should have been like, hey, wait, something's wrong. There appears to be something wrong with the algorithm. It's shifting too, there's too many coming up wrong. And, but instead of stopping it, they switched off, they switched it all to Biden. And the guy, as I understand it, says it is built, it should have been built into the system to trigger that automatic stop. And the fact that it didn't trigger the automatic stop meant that someone was overriding it. I mean, that's my understanding of
it. And they're hoping we're not, we don't understand all that, or that we're not noticing all that. But, you know, I analogize the 2020 election to America hitting the iceberg. I mean, Titanic hitting the iceberg. And so now we've got the GOP saying, well, let's pick out the, you know, the songs the orchestra sings, and let's send out the party favors, and let's plan the menu, and, you know, it's all going to be okay. And then the America First are getting in the lifeboats, I mean, and heading for land. I mean, and we can't just say, oh, let's just party with the GOP. Yeah. Let's get it right.
You got, because you got a new group out there with, who is it, 150 Republicans.
Oh yeah, they want to leave the party.
They want to leave the party. And
okay.
Yeah,
oh, that's good. You may that's probably come. You know, they're probably preempting the fact that Trump is going to take over the party. So it's like, well, we left first,
right? Well, I totally miss this Ken Buck thing. I did see the article in Breitbart where they were talking about Ken Buck had turned total traitor and was now sort of backing all of the big tech media companies, allowing them basically to become monopolies.
I think what happened.
Well, and then what they did is, I'm sorry, just let me just finish. They broke down and saw how much money was being poured into his campaign from those people.
I think Ken Buck has his phone and all communications, but sometimes he turns it over to Ann, his girlfriend from Ted Trump, and she kind of goes,
maybe she was asleep or something, and she was tweeting on her phone in the car, and she was tweeting,
I support Liz Cheney.
That's funny.
Yeah, well, that could be an excuse, but it doesn't fly with me. I mean, I think every tweet that's sent out, it has an intended effect. And so, you know, I'm just saying, let's don't be so cozy with what they're not doing. It's what they're not doing that I'm worried about. It's not the sweet things they're saying. It's what they're not doing. So,
well, you need to go to Heidi Goodall's beautiful Colorado. If you want to see some hard-hitting stuff from our next gubernatorial candidate,
quit.
You know, you got to go there. It's just great stuff. Celebrating our big, wondrous, diverse state, and it's just
what I'm afraid will happen is that they will hold off this America First movement until they can get some really watered down Rhino candidates in there and say, this is all we got, folks. It's either this or Democrat. And then we're like, okay. But you know, we've already been down that road. I mean, that we played that game already. So
not going to fool us again. No,
we really need all
right. Hey, Charlene, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
And I see Anil chiming in. Anil, if you want to go ahead and unmute yourself and make a comment, you can too. Charlene is right. But with Ken Buck, I don't know what's going on with him. Is he just, I mean, he's in a safe seat. Has he become a total swamp?
Ken has always been a bit bipolar. I mean, honestly, you kind of go, oh, it's good Ken. And then, oh, no, it's bad Ken. Oh,
it's like crazy Ken. Ken.
It's bad Ken.
Well, and I want to give Charlene the hope. I mean, Chuck and the band of merry men and women have been traveling the state and continue to travel the state, pushing their idea to get rid of the closed, the open primary. You guys are also, I mean, you're just basically raising questions, asking to see budgets, saying, why are we holding the meeting not in person? And let me tell a cute story. So while I was gone, Rev had to go, our son Rev, 10-year-old Rev, had to go with Dad, and I called Rev to see what's going on. He goes, oh, I'm in the car with Dad, we're going to political meeting. Yeah. And then he calls me when they're driving home, and I'm like, how was it? And Chuck was laughing, saying, well, Rev was security. He was keeping an eye out for rhinos. So I said to Rev, and Rev knows what that means, tragically or hopefully, I don't know. I said, did you see any that you had to handle? And Rev said, no, I didn't, but I would have handled them if I saw them. So we've got Rev on rhino alert.
Rhino patrol.
So we can all kind of rest easy there. Well, you know, here, my guess would be, if it comes down to Ken Buck, I'm not sure what, maybe he wants to be governor. Who's going to run for governor? Why would he suddenly support Liz Cheney? I mean, she's out of there. People hate Liz Cheney. No one likes Liz Cheney. I mean,
he likes Liz Cheney.
I mean, why all of a sudden? I could see where you could just keep quiet. Right.
Well, he has been clinical because he didn't vote for the impeachment, though he believes that the you know, claiming that the election was fraudulent is a big lie. He probably probably said, no, I'll keep quiet. But now he's come out, and everybody's just, you know, I mean, they're just kind of like, so, you know,
here's, Charlene, is maybe some tips on how to spot a rhino. How did you tell Rev how to spot the rhino? What's a rhino alert?
Well, they look squishy. they kind of don't stand up straight. They kind of hulk around. And you can see those ones. They're there. We were down in Denver, and we didn't have Rev with us, but he could have spotted a couple of rhinos.
Well, and then they talk out of both sides of their mouth, right? When you're sitting there in the meeting with them and you say, well, what do you think about the idea? They're like, that's a great idea.
Or they do all kinds of stuff.
This
is inside information.
Oh, sorry.
You must remember never to tell Julie anything.
No, I didn't. Well, I wasn't. I've been. But when they speak out of both sides of their mouth, like a Kevin Priola, right? Where he goes up to his district and he says, oh, I'm a conservative. No, and then he comes down and votes for a transportation bill.
He doesn't bother saying I'm a conservative anymore.
All right, we've got somebody else. We've got two people raising their hand. Who? I can't tell who's raised their hand.
Where are these hands?
I know, we don't see. So, okay, so just whoever wants to unmute yourself.
Hey, and then, this is Jack.
Okay, hey, Jack. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, first observation kind of on the election topic. Our dear friend and radio legend, Peter Boyles, he's rightly for so many years hammered Bush and Cheney. And I just find it a little ironic now that he's on the same page with Liz Cheney.
He loves Liz Cheney. He loves it. You know, I'll give you a little secret because I've known Peter for a long time. He kind of likes full-size blonde women. Megan McCain, when we were in Cleveland, he was just dying to meet Megan McCain. I said, why would you want to meet me? Oh, no, I got to meet Megan. And so he didn't have the cojones to go see Liz Cheney when she was at the fundraiser for Lauren Boebert. I don't know why. But now he would. I mean, he'd be slobbering all over, I'm sure. You know, he would love her. No, he loves her now. He just thinks she's the finest woman in the whole
state. She's ousted. Why do people love her? I mean,
they don't love her. Nobody loves her, but the left loves her. So Peter says, we either must act against Ken Buck or reek of hypocrisy, or we must throw Ken Buck out of the party. But
Liz Cheney is okay?
Oh, no, he loves Liz Cheney now. He thinks Liz Cheney. Am I right, Jack? I mean,
it is just bizarre. Let me change topics because you guys are perfect to ask this question. It's on medical privacy. And so I envision real soon with they're going to let you come into a store if you can show your vaccine card. That's an invasion of medical privacy. That'd be like the store worker saying, have you taken your depression meds today?
Right. Good point. Yep.
Well, but none of the rules apply anymore. It's an emergency. Well, or maybe it's not an emergency.
Right.
I mean, the HIPAA laws don't matter. Nothing matters anymore.
No,
we're an emergency.
You know what? And that's, Jack, that's a perfect analogy. Because, I mean, theoretically, one could argue if you're off your meds, you might start shooting people or something, right?
Yeah.
And so it'd be like, or, you know, have you taken your, I don't know what, you're right. I mean, you can't ask anything. Well, I think what the government is doing is just chicken. Right. So the POLIS and the Biden administration are saying, OK, well, we say it's OK. You don't have to wear a mask. And you know, even if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, blah, blah, blah. But businesses can do whatever they want. So
it's kind of Wild West. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, you have to wear a mask. No, I don't. The president says no, but we're a private business. Well, then act like one.
And say no. I mean, I think they did it on purpose to create more chaos, hoping that they can pressure us to keep wearing a mask. But I tell you what, I'm done. Right, I'm done, and I'll just say like you said, president and the governor say I don't have to wear a mask, and just see what happens, you know. And I feel bad for the poor people at the entrance to Target, but you know, that's Target's problem.
Now, Randy Corbin's real busy, and I emailed him, but didn't get a reply. But if his law firm, for a small retainer fee, could work up some type of card about health privacy.
You can go on the internet and get a fake vaccine one out there. No problem.
I've actually explored that possibility, but I went into a big Walmart the other day and didn't wear the mask, and no one said anything.
But. See, that's my thing, Jack. I think what's happening is people are saying less and less. Again, and this was in Chicago, which is more progressive than us. I was in two restaurants.
That's possible.
Yeah, it is. And the wait staff wasn't wearing a mask. People weren't wearing a mask when they were getting up and go to the bathroom. I think the tide has turned. I think the Democrats overplayed that hand, and they just lied to us for so long that even the people who are willing to go along to be nice are not like, no,
but
that's
but
just
all,
no lie.
All the MSNBC people like Nicole Walsh, you know, what's going on? Yeah. This liberty stuff has gotten out of control. We need to get people back under control here. So.
Exactly. They'll think of something else.
An idea for you both. I don't know if you've joined the Gab, the social media site. I'm on Parler Gab.
Yes. Uh-huh.
It's by far the best. And they have like a live TV broadcast. So you guys ought to inquire about setting up your show over there too.
That's a good point. We could do that. For a while, when we first looked into it, that's a really good point, Jack. Thank you for that. Gab was still, it was having growing pains and I tried and it didn't work out.
Really smooth now.
Live streaming that because Twitter has become bizarre. So, hey, thank you for that.
Thank you very much.
Sure. Hey, whoever else, we can't really see. It just says two participants raise their hand. So one was Jack. If somebody else wants ahead, just go ahead and unmute yourself and pop right in. No? Okay. Well, feel free if you want to. 209-576-423 is the Zoom number. 209-576-423. And a call-in number, 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. Well, what do you think is going to happen with Ken Buck? I mean, are we going to have to, that's just bizarre.
What's going to happen to Ken Buck?
So he says the big lie that he believes now their big lie. He's saying that, well, he's always been kind of wishy-washy on that. But again, you look into some
of the- At
least
he's not chair of the Republican Party anymore.
Well, yeah. Yeah, really. Can you imagine that? And again, this is why we got to stand up and we got to present the facts. And as Jack was saying, I mean, you can go on some of these other sites, you know, Steve Bannon's War Room, places like that, our show, places where, and I mean, even, you know, Breitbart and some of the, you know, Tucker Carlson is talking about it again, the attempts to totally silence us, the attempts to now cancel people who say you shouldn't wear a mask. It's backfiring. I think in part, they were so...
Well, it's not backfiring. It's over. They just one day they declare the war over. I mean, it's it ever was actually existed. I mean, millions were dying. Now no one's dying.
But it'd be interesting to see if YouTube cancels you if you say don't wear a mask, right? I mean, what their policy is going to be.
Yeah.
But here's another thing, though. So my daughter has a business and they do a lot of it. Advertising with Facebook and things, and she says it is all screwed up. She says all of the censoring that Facebook and she's liberal. She says that they're changing their algorithms, and she said in the meantime everybody's opting out. You know, you can opt out to not let the Facebook apps to not let apps track you, right? So they don't know what ad to send you.
Right.
And she said it's becoming a worthless place to advertise. She said it's just so hit or miss. She said you can't tell in any given day. She said their numbers go meow 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 meow. You know, and so again there is hope. I think in enough people, as I've been saying, enough people are like, not wearing a mask. You're never going to make me wear a mask. And I think if you're a business, you're like, not wearing a mask. If you're a restaurant, just say 85 or all of my employees are vaccinated, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even the government is now saying, Fauci isn't even saying, if you are vaccinated, you don't need to be worried about an unvaccinated person. You're not going to get it from an unvaccinated person because you've been vaccinated, which was the whole point of being vaccinated. So
what do you need to worry about? I guess if you're unvaccinated, you need to worry about another unvaccinated person, and then you're in deep trouble.
But I think that I think they're kind of giving that up. People are not getting
vaccinated. They're not giving anything up. Nicole Wallace is not giving anything up.
The two crises, though, that I think they really need to, one, the Democrats, let me back up, they're not going to pay attention to the border crisis because they want the border crisis.
Yeah.
They want the border crisis. They want those people coming in.
Inflation's good.
They want that in chaos. They could care less that the whole thing is, you know, it's become a human and sex trafficking thing. Care less the drug cartels are running it.
Those are good people.
They could care less, exactly. They could care less that, you know, fentanyl, what, up 800%, enough fentanyl to kill every person in New York State.
Keep on saying that, Julie. It's a positive point.
Well, I know. I mean, then the gas crisis, again, my brother was making fun of me saying, you're just such a doomsday person anymore. I'm like, am I the only person who seems to be like long-term worried about the fact that cyber hackers, they say, got in and shut down the gas pipeline? Because, I mean, gas pipelines are all over the place, right? That it comes from, it doesn't grow on trees. And it comes from somewhere. And if they could hack that, they could hack the next one. If they could hack it once, they could hack it again. right? I mean, they could do that to the electric grid. I mean, and the Biden administration, they didn't even, when the gas company, the Colonial people, didn't even call the people in charge at the Biden administration of handling cyber attacks,
yeah,
right?
Those are the ones that helped our election out and guarantee us that there were no cyber attacks in the election. So we're all set.
You know, back in the election, any predictions there in terms of, because I have some, but in terms of what's coming out, because they're Maricopa County, the Democrats and the lawyers are pulling out once again all the stops to try to wreak havoc in it. I think to create talking points. First, I think to hopefully prevent anybody from finding anything out, but also to create some talking points. What do you think?
I think, you know, the Department of Justice, the Civil Rights Division will be coming in and helping all Americans out, right? Restoring integrity and trust in the DOJ and in our elections, because, and the FBI may be down there because they are so trustworthy.
Well, they're busy. They will get on the pipeline hacking as right as soon as they finish rounding up all of the people who are in Washington, D.C.
I would say 50-50 chance. The hackers were either FBI or the CIA. I mean,
or some fourth grader somewhere.
Or some fourth grader.
Somewhat sophisticated if they paid the money. Yeah, but to me, I don't think we're hearing even remotely the truth about that. I don't think we're even remotely hearing what a threat that is. Now, the mainstream media people aren't going to talk about that because they can't control us, right? All that happens is people run out and buy more gas and put it
And gas bags,
grocery bags,
and
carry it around.
Car up.
Well, yeah. But I think they will have to get a new crisis to try to keep us under control. But I think, you know, you look at the surveys that show people, and I think this is true, they don't believe the media. I'm hopeful that that'll turn around. To me, which is the biggest crisis in this country, is the election integrity and the threat.
Do you
think
you're going to get election integrity?
No, the lack of. That's the greatest. That's the greatest crisis. We got to try to get it. And as I said, I think there are a couple ways we do it. Number one, I do think we need to quit saying steal, because that implies that somehow,
say
rigged and seized, I think is a better word than stolen. I mean, to me, maybe it's a subtle difference to somebody.
Good. So now they'll be rigging and seizing instead of.
The reason I think that's important to say that is because we need to rig it and seize it, We need to quit saying, well, steal.
We don't
because
have anybody. We're going to hire the people who did the Colonial deal. I mean, you know.
that's true. Get people like Charlene.
Yeah.
Charlene, you know what? I will say this. I haven't given up on Christy Burton Brown. She is doing some things right, I think. But I also think you're right. They are ignoring the elephant in the room. And that is, if we don't start seizing the election, if we don't start doing the mail ballot harvesting, if we don't, you know, because they're not going to enforce the law. They have Democrat attorney generals with a law that says you can only take 10 ballots at a time. Yeah, they're not going to do that. So we need to start playing by their rules, and we need people like Donald Trump who
we got to get a machine that we can get those ballots out.
And just print them and then send them to doors. I think what will happen in the Maricopa County, I think information is coming out that is revealing some of the things that happened and how
it
happened.
Have you seen anything in the mainstream media about that?
No, we're not going to at all. But you've got 74 million people who are no longer, even the mainstream media people, the liberals don't watch the mainstream media and don't believe it anymore, right?
Well, so they surely watch it and believe it.
That's what the survey said. The surveys are like, no, most of them don't believe it. They may watch, well, they are not watching it. Look at
as
the ratings.
Much.
By like 30, 40, 50%. Right, so there's hope. In the meantime, though, I hope that the Republicans, like if you're in states like we do have, I mean, there is about more states are trying to pass laws, even though some of them could be tougher. But I think they will look at that before
not
it's too late.
Colorado,
but
no, we can't. Our leading congressman, at least our senior, not only his leading or senior or whatever he is, says everything's perfect.
Ken Beck.
Chairman of the.
What's behind that? Again, that's. And if raise your hand or call in if you have a
drugs.
Sense on
I think it's drugs. I think he's lighting it up or something. It's got to be. I mean, he just goes, I hate the. He wrote a book about drains and swamps.
Right.
And then he was all big on getting all these visa for Indian companies to.
Well, that
at
least, that was understandable because I think that was being bought out by the Chamber of Commerce, right? I mean, that at least was money. I don't understand who would be funding his campaign for Liz, I mean, if you wanted to be to support Liz Cheney, right? I mean, would you rather have the Donald Trump side of the party helping you with your campaign or the four people on the Liz Cheney side of the party helping with your campaign?
He was going to go wherever his girlfriend tells him to.
What we're talking about then is Ken Buck was at least dating the one of Ted Trimpa's top people. And Ted Trimpa is.
Let me tell you, very attractive. She was.
I know, but. But Ted Trimpa is a leading Democrat strategist.
At least he didn't start dating an ugly Ted Trimpa.
No. We're going to get so banned. from this. It's not going to matter if we wear masks. Where do you think Liz Cheney and the Rhino, the Rhinos go? The 150 of them,
including George Conway and some other just beauties. You know, you just go, oh God, don't leave the party. We're begging you. They're going to form a Lincoln Project too. And you know, the Lincoln Project guys all made a fortune. I mean, you know, they got in tens of millions and they spent, a few million. I mean, they just did so great until the pedophile thing. And so that slowed things down for a while, but they'll be back. And that 150 of all these former libtard Republican, like Barbara Comstock and all that, oh my God, they're great. So they'll always be. I mean, there is such a huge number of MSNBC Republicans out there potentially.
Exactly.
Liz Cheney, the Denver Post says she's wonderful and everybody is
saying, yeah, Charlene's saying honey spots the weak spot. But I want to tell Charlene also, it matters not how much the GOP they register the registration. If you have Dominion machines, go to the head of the snake, not snapping at the tail. Yes and no, Charlene. That's why I'm talking about, I think we should use words like seize the election, because we need to seize the election. Dominion will do what whoever is in charge tells them to do. So if we get in charge, then we can say, I know, that's how the dumps go our way. I mean, that's what I just think. We need to take charge. And then if not, but I mean, we need to have Republican secretaries of state. I mean, it's too late in Colorado, but we need to fight back there because the Democrats.
Not the ones we get in Georgia and Arizona are just awful. I mean, just awful.
Right.
So there's no hope, folks.
There is hope. 888-627-6008. I can tell you, this is a funny story. I was going to talk about this on when I was here on Monday. Because there is hope. It could be worse. I was reading this thing and I thought, this is another crisis that people don't know we're having. Apparently 17 million cicadas, not in Colorado, I think, but are about to, which have been hibernating in the ground for 17 years,
yes,
coming up here any day, are going to start emerging.
All at once,
like roughly, no, trillion, not 17 million, 17 trillion are going to emerge all at once.
Yes.
And this is their day. So if you think you're having a bad day, you could be a cicada. What they do is they emerge in the ground. The ones that don't get eaten then go up in the trees. They mate. And then they die. And then the larvae, they're out there for like a day or two or something, and those ones don't get eaten there, fall back in the ground for another 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, now I mean,
a lot of rest there. Long weekends. You don't have to worry about 5-day work weeks if you're a cicada.
It could be worse. You could have something like that going on. I thought,
there are 8-year cicadas, 17 years, all kinds of different cicadas. I don't think they've ever figured out how they, quite track everything.
No, I'm not sure about that. Well, from what I could tell, they dug in the dirt and then they're like, look, there's like five here. So if we multiply that by in all the states, the good news is it wasn't coming in Colorado.
That's 16 years, 4 days. We got another couple of weeks, guys. That's pretty good tracking for all of them to come out almost all at the exact same time.
That's bizarre but interesting nature. That brought to you by National Geographic, that weird fact. Back to then finally we can start wrapping it up here. When again, because I am always hopeful, just in traveling, people on the plane people were snarky about wearing a mask. We're not, this is not a request, it is a requirement. And they didn't
even, we'll drag you from this plane, and that stupid little toddler you got,
they
will
said
bounce him off the tarmac.
It was like, They were saying it, and this was American Airlines. United was nicer about it, and we got cookies in the little stupid bag they give you now, right, with the water.
Why should they be nice?
Well, they were nicer. They just said, you know, by the way, federal law says it. But the American Airlines people were like,
"What's your dummies?"
Yeah, this is, and if you can't handle that, and they the words were, if you can't handle that, then you need to get off the plane now.
All of you.
Which made me want to wait till we were up in the air, right, about halfway to Denver, and then go. And said, so what are you going to do? And they said, if you don't comply with this, you may be banned from flying American Airlines ever again. I'm like, oh, well, darn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what they give you, a parachute then. It's
no,
like,
no,
but I thought,
give
what if everybody,
cicadas to take it
what
out.
If everybody in the plane stood up and went, no, I'm not wearing your stupid mask anymore. Yeah, the pilot would be. but again, outside of that, I saw more and more people in the travels, not wearing masks. Like I said, in restaurants, I think it's time for all of us to just say no. And we need to continue to talk about their big lies, not the big lie, the big lies about the COVID and the panic porn. And we need to never believe them again about the fact that Dr. Fauci is like, no, we're not funding anything. And it came from a bat, for God's sakes, people. It didn't come from a lab. The border, no crisis there. Everything is fine. What are they doing? They're showing pictures of, see, look, the beds are empty. And then somebody pointed out, a congressperson said, they're over here. Yeah, I mean, you moved to the other facility, right? The Mideast crisis, the gas crisis, consumer prices going up. Liz Cheney is going to take back over the Republican Party. All of these things are big lies, and we need to continue and continuously call people out on it, because I think people are hearing it, and people can just see with their own eyes. They have overreached, I think, way too far. The cancel culture, you got people all over at school boards now, parents saying, you know, you can't teach my kid that nonsense. First of all, you need to go back to school. The teachers union, by the way, now saying that she thinks it's okay, the president, for kids to go back to school.
Oh.
Like it was her idea to begin with.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Teachers are going to still be down in Puerto Rico, though. They've got the remote classroom deal going.
Well, they're not going back till after summer break. Do you want to wrap it up early, or is there anything else?
No, we don't wrap it up early.
All right.
No wrapping it up early. That's a Democratic idea.
Okay. Well, here's the one thing. And if anybody knows, let me know. Because I couldn't find, like I said, I just got back. So yesterday I was reading on Twitter, in Colorado at the legislature. We were hoping to get Pat Neville on, but he's really busy. So there was a House bill that essentially, it was a debate about essentially getting rid of charter schools in Colorado.
That's a good idea.
Right. And so, as you can imagine, lots of people, dozens and dozens and dozens of people signed up to speak. Mm. And then the administrative assistant for the chairperson of the committee, it was Chairperson McLaughlin, sent out an email that said, to all of you people who have signed up, the chairperson has decided that we're not going to hold the hearing today. It's postponed indefinitely, so you don't have to bother coming down to the state capitol. And then the person said, the Democrats turned around and went ahead and held the meeting anyway.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's your Democrat for you.
I don't know if anybody out there has any information on it. Feel free to send us an email or pop in, because I thought I couldn't figure out what happened. Because again, the media doesn't cover this, right?
No,
the Twitter thread was like, we need to cover this. We need to be on it. And nobody was covering it. But I just was kind of wondering. I mean, but you're right. I mean, that's it. They're just not scared anymore in Colorado, right? They can say, everyone go home.
Got this rigged.
Everyone, so, yes.
When you get the head of the chairman of the Republican Party telling you that Liz Cheney is just the greatest thing, and we've had the gold standard of elections, I mean, why should they worry? That's chairman of the party, and probably the leading, if Lauren Boebert isn't, the leading Republican in the state, telling you not to worry. We love losing elections.
But in your travels around with your band of merry men and women rebels, you've gotten pretty good reception. I mean, there is a lot more, I think, isn't there, grassroots support, and even among the people at these meetings, for the non-establishment, the non-rhino stuff. People are like, Charlene, we'll have to come up with a list on how to recognize a rhino, but people are recognizing them, aren't they?
Yeah. Sometimes they can fool you, but like Ken, every once.
No, but I mean at the meetings. What is the response?
Well, if they're hiding back there, sometimes they scrunch down under the table, and you can go, wait a minute, is that a rhino there? I know it's that.
But at least the rhinos are scrunching down, right? The grassroots people are not. They're the grassroots people are not afraid of being canceled.
I think there's a huge underswell out there that Christy Burton Brown could really reach. Well, she or not, I don't know, but certainly they're out there.
Well, and again, yeah, she's doing a lot of the right things, but she needs to focus. Charlene is absolutely right on the elephant in the room, and that is the election. Because none of the other things matter. If they're going to continue to rig and seize the elections with the systems, if they're going to continue to use the Dominion voting machines that once if it sees Trump is winning, then closes things down, makes a massive dump, like literally a dump. The fail-safe mechanisms to prevent that from happening don't happen, which had to have been manually overridden. Meanwhile, in Maricopa County, if you can get your legislature to agree to do an audit, they just refuse. How can you? They just refuse. Just that should refuse. Be contempt of court. Sure, yeah, just contempt of court. Mm-hmm. And then of just course. In case you might get it, then they delete it. I mean, if they're going to keep doing that, there is no hope. I mean, and so we have to fight back against that, I think, at every turn.
All right, everybody. That's it. If you want to have a good weekend, have some fun, watch Liz Cheney with Brett Baer. It's well worth the 15-minute interview. It's a lot of fun.
Hey, and go to chuckandjulie.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. On Monday, we're going to have some folks from Adams County on to talk about stuff going on up there with some good things going on.
Liberty Scorecard.
Liberty Scorecard and Tim Neville.
Tim Neville. See how big a rhino you're looking
at. And what we'll do is we'll ask Tim. I'll send him a text and tell him to prepare a list of rhino spotting characteristics. So, hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you for chiming in. Thank you to the great guys at BBS. Have a happy party Friday, and we'll see you on Monday.
Have a great weekend, everybody.